What's happening, everyone? My name's Matt. I'm SecureD, and welcome to the SecureD podcast. Happy New Year and welcome 2019. I hope everyone had a good New Year celebration, got through unscathed, and has already had a good sneaker pickup for the year. There's a lot of sales on at the moment, so you can definitely pick up some steals. It's important to remember a lot of GR shoes are awesome. It doesn't have to be a collab to be a good buy, so there's definitely a lot of good stuff out in the market at the moment. But on the upside for us, first podcast of the year, kicking it off in time. We've got a lot of news in this podcast. My first collaboration with footwear company Rui has come out. I talk about it in length in the episode. We also talk about, or hasn't come out yet, it's coming out this month. So stay tuned for that. We are also talking about the best and worst of 2018, and we get derailed like normal. So Paul had a good episode. He's always funny, and I hope you enjoy it. Please send through any comments or questions or topics that you would like to see in future episodes in either my Instagram, slide in the DM, hashtag SecureD podcast, or hit us up on Twitter or something, and we'll find it and give you some credit in future episodes. So thank you very much. I hope you enjoy this one and have a great, fantastic 2019. Thanks, guys. What's going on, Paulie? How you doing?
Yeah, not much.
Welcome back. Happy New Year and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Looking at all your ever-changing room.
Yeah, I know. It's evolving. I got a new IKEA cube that I'm trying to fill up and move stuff around, but
please, it's all this SecureD money you're getting.
Oh, yeah. That, based on the half an hour conversation we've just had, that's not true. But I got a big TV now, so you can't give me shit about it.
You keep talking about this big TV.
It's a big TV.
All right.
You heckled me for the size of my TV. My manhood is like at stake here. So, and so what did you do over the break, man? Did you have a bit of time off?
I wasn't doing much really.
Yeah.
Did you do much from the...
Nah, just like sort of family stuff, being Irish-Italian and having a girlfriend. There's like a few things to do over the break, but then just worked on the house. I hope you appreciated my lovely curated clean front garden.
Oh, do you have to do that shit? I thought
not the lawn, but I do all the garden. That's all me.
So oh, really? I thought that's like a body corporate thing.
Maybe, but I want those plants, so I just went and did it. It's fine. And I like gardening. That's okay. Who would have thought that?
You're so white.
Italian.
Do you have like one of those knee cushion things as well?
No, I just I cambo squat, and then that fails after 10 minutes when my quads give out. And then I just sit my ass on the ground like an old man.
I think that whole Asian squat thing only works if you're like a super skinny Asian, because you have no quads to like get tired.
Yeah, yeah. For me, it's like, oh, this is like, I get this. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, the burn.
What is the shit?
Any sneaker pickups over the holidays, Paul?
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of random things. Like, I don't know if the last podcast I said I managed to swap a pair of Off-White Air Max 90s for a pair of Jordan 1 Off-White UNCs.
Yeah, that's a weird one. That's a weird one.
But then now I looked it up and the Off-White MX 90s cost more than the UNCs. So did I win or did I lose?
You won long term. It's so weird. Like, we just had this chat off air, but the price of Off-White just seemed to bang up over the Christmas period. Yeah. And I think it's just people with money buying shoes as a present, right? You got to artificially inflate the price up.
And I think because he said the 10 is done, he's not doing them anymore.
Well, he shouldn't be doing them anymore, because the last 5 or 6 colorway iterations of stuff I've seen have been lazy and shit. And if anything, I think it's actually doing a disservice to the project.
You didn't like the Vault Off-White Air Force One?
No, I thought it was horrible.
Oh, dude, I really wanted that shoe.
Yeah, of course you did, because you like Air Force Ones and Vault. The only way it could have been better for you was if it glowed in the dark.
Yeah, if it glowed in the dark, I was like, oh, fuck.
I need 10 pairs. Yeah. Now, look, I mean, to be honest, I think like my perspective on that is, or my opinion on that is that the more colorways he does, it just takes away from the original concept. Like, I know it's not the 10, but, or maybe he should have done a secondary 10 of colors. Like, I just don't, these random
ones. Was it supposed to be 10 colors? I thought it was just 10 shoe models.
No, that's what I'm saying. But if there was like 10 colors, a secondary 10 where it's a Vault pack or a, that's cool, but just these random ones popping up every now and then, just weird to me.
Yeah.
But
what else did I say? Oh yeah, I got those Spider-Man into the
I haven't seen that yet. Have you seen it?
The movie?
Yeah. Everyone says it's great.
It is.
Yeah.
I think you'll dig it. It's very... It has the Prowler in it, for starters.
Well, yes. I know. And that enabled me to acquire a new Prowler figure, which is great.
Yeah.
I can't believe people actually know who the Prowler is now, which is, like, so random to me.
Yeah.
When I see, like, Prowler merchandise or posts or comments, I'm
man,
like...
Man, do you own the first appearance of the Prowler?
Yeah.
On the comic?
Yep.
Yeah, that shit went up.
Did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it in the white long box down there.
Oh.
And there's a picture of me drawn as the Prowler by Bill Reinhold, who was the illustrator of the Prowler miniseries in the early 90s. And I've got about 10 splashes, a couple double pages, and a cover art for the original Prowler series as well.
No, but who did the background, though?
Bill Reinhold. So that is a picture of me at my old house in front of a graffiti wall. That's me in a mask in front of one of my old graffiti walls. Bill did the whole thing for me.
Oh, including the background?
He didn't even tell me. I bought a bunch of art off him.
Oh.
A bunch of his original, like, boards, one pages, and then a couple
Bill,
of splashes.
To be fair, Bill ain't doing much these days.
No, he works full time, fucking asshole. Bill's a good dude, too. And, like, that's a lot of work. Like, that's not, like, a fucking 2-minute sketch. Like, yeah, I love that thing. Like, if the house burns down, I grab that. And the Rorschach. So, yeah, those shoes are cool. Like, Jordan 1s are making a bit of a comeback again. I feel like the last 6 to 8 months they've been flying again.
You know what shoe made it? You know what shoe blew up and I didn't understand why? The Not For Resale Jordan 1.
Yeah, I know.
I thought that shoe everyone was going to hate. And same. Everyone's like, no, this is the best thing ever.
I love that like all those boutiques in North America that made people wear them out. Like,
yeah.
Or they had to wear one shoe.
Or had to like make them do push-ups in them.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's just random. I don't actually know if that's legal, but...
It seems unnecessary. All of it just seems unnecessary.
Like, a lot of shop owners I know, like, they're like, yeah, people are going to resell it. I don't care. Fuck it. Like, I do a raffle. If people who are going to resell it win, like, whatever. Like, that's just how it goes now. Like, you're not really going to defeat it. And what are you doing to those people, like, taking half their resale value off them? Like, their post is going to say, bought it at Union, took 15 steps to the door, took it off. Like,
yeah.
Whatever.
Look, like, at the creases on these things. Yeah.
So, and the whole idea, like, I'm very happy that whole, like, those no crease insert, that, like, fad wore down. Like, I freaking couldn't stand that. It's like people who glad wrap the bottom of their shoes.
Oh, you mean the shoe shield?
Yeah, those things.
Those things hurt like shit.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's just dumb. Your shoes crease, they're shoes. Like, that's it. If you don't want to wear them, don't wear them. But don't try and wear them and then flex them as being un-DS because you wore a plastic outsole and no crease thing. Like, that's just stupid. But we've got a couple topics today. The first one is obviously finally can talk about the fact that my Rui collab's coming out. So that's exciting.
Yeah, only like 4 years in the fucking making.
Nearly 4 years, yeah. It's called The Decade because I got the deal 10 years after I started customizing, and I've been customizing for over 13 years now.
Oh, I thought it was called The Decade because it took a decade for you to get there.
No, it was called The Decade because it got it was 10 years after start, like, painting my first pair of shoes. Like, in that year, I got the deal.
Remember that 1 year I was in Tokyo and I was at the bottom of, I think, the Parco in Shibuya, and I took a photo of...
Rui.
Rui?
Yeah.
Yeah, that building doesn't exist anymore. Yeah, that's how long it took for your shoes to come out.
I know. So the whole brand's relaunching in the next couple of days and using my shoe as a platform for relaunch, which is cool. So... I'll talk about it here because people who listen to this will know more than anyone else on the internet because we haven't leaked the information yet. But there's 4 colors at launch, 2 highs, 2 lows. You've seen one that no one else has yet. Mm. So black and white, high, low, white, high, white, low, black and white, low. The other colors coming out at a later date.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting to do a low as well. And we'll be releasing that images and information around that soon. And then I think probably this afternoon I'm going to do a big blog post about how, like, the design came around and stuff. But it's kind of like the idea for me was to do, like, more of a grown man sneaker. Like, everyone's got a bunch of Air Maxes or Boosts or, you know, and I don't want to compete in that market. I didn't want to make a running shoe that looked cheap. I wanted to make a shoe that I could wear with just about anything and in colorways that go with just about anything. And the good thing about these, like, obviously inspired by a bunch of different shoes, but I think if we do a few more additions and stuff, with all the extra additional panels, there's a huge opportunity for, like, cool contrasts and stuff, like material contrast. And then They're all leather, so perfect to paint on. Fancy that. No coincidence, there's a nearly all white version with a black interior, which is like every customizer's wet dream.
I think what's interesting is that it's called Rui and it has nothing to do with Australia or kangaroos.
Kids' initials.
Yeah, I know that, but
I know. Yeah. But they're doing it with an Australian.
Wait, so kids' initials?
I think don't quote me on exactly how this frames out, but I think the R-O-O-Y is like the owner's children's initials.
Oh.
Something like that. So... but yeah, so really stoked to share some.
I hope you're right. Like his kids listen to it and goes, "That's not my initials." And you're like,
fuck. I think that's it. I think I was told that 3 or 4 years ago, but I think that's right. But if you're listening to this, like within the next 2 weeks, the shoes come out. Just finalizing a release date.
Where is it going to be sold?
In Australia, exclusively on my website. Uh-huh. Thank you for the handball.
You're welcome.
Internationally on Rui.com. So if you're in Australia or New Zealand or even overseas and you want to grab them from me, I'll have a stock of all the products go up on launch date. It's either going to be this Saturday or early next week. So not far away, depending on when my shoes get through customs.
Yeah.
So stoked. Like I say, 3.5 years in the making. The lows we only worked on about a year ago. But it's pretty cool. Like I've done collabs obviously before, but this, I never thought someone would let me design a shoe from scratch, which is what's so cool about this. Like actually even just, if you know anything about shoe manufacturing, the cost of an outsole is huge. It's one of the biggest costs in shoe manufacturing. So to actually get to design an entire outsole is something that I'll probably never get to do again. So really excited. Cheering Grant. We're watching the NBA. That was massive. Stoked on that. The shoes are, inspired a little bit by my grandfather and then my dad. And then, I'm stoked. I think they're a shoe that like 20 and 30 year olds can wear. You could wear it if you're 50. My dad's going to be rocking it, which is going to make me happy.
He's going to cop a lot of shit for that.
Yeah. But,
so close.
But yeah, so stoked. So that'll be out in the next couple of weeks. So just wanted to kick off the podcast with that because I've posted it on my Insta in the last 24 hours and had tons of comments and questions and stuff, which has been cool.
Yeah, mostly about that girl's arm. Fuck.
Yeah, I know. I didn't notice that. So if you haven't seen the original promo shot of the undersole, which has got the logo, the security
really?
Logo.
That was the first thing I noticed when I saw it.
I didn't notice, dude. I had put the picture up, didn't even notice her arm was like hyperextended.
Yeah.
Or it's just shadow, something weird, but... Yeah, anyways.
No, her arm is hyper extended.
Yeah. So there'll be more assets and full information out in the next couple of days, but definitely stay tuned. And yeah, SecureD.com and my big cartel will be the number one place to grab it. And then obviously Rui.com for everyone outside of Australia if you want to jump on and get a pair. And I think they're about 95 and 120 US for lows and highs. So that's about 120, 150 Australian, which is pretty good for a full leather original production sneaker. Like price point wise, shoes like that look like this are usually $350. So stoked to be able to land it at that price point being full leather as well. So yeah, that's finally ticked. The box has been ticked.
All right. He's hawked his way. Let's move on.
I've done the first 10 minutes about me. So some of the things we want to go over today is just like the best of 2018. We can't do a podcast in January without doing that. Some of the worst, maybe a little bit about what we think is going to go well in 2019. And then I just wanted to quickly give a shout out to the guys at Sneaker Freaker about their new book because it's awesome. So 2018, super interesting year for shoes. I think high-end sneakers, chunky sneakers were probably the two biggest trends that were noticeable in like boutique level sneaker culture. Like outside of that, obviously platforms and all that sort of blew up in mainstream. Adidas came off, Nike exploded again. So it was a pretty interesting year in the market and there was a ton of new shoes. I've got a little list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of my favorite new shoes. And then I've got 4 favorite collabs. And I know you don't make notes, so we'll just spitball as we go.
What new shoes? I guess one of them is going to be the React 87.
The React Element 87 is my first one. Thank you very much. Obviously inspired by a few different things that came before it, but just amazing shoe. Looks super cool. Really featured the outsole detailing well. I'm not a super big fan of full mesh, transparent mesh uppers.
So do you like the React, 57 or what the
hell? Yeah, I don't mind that. And some of the other colorways where the material's tinted and it's not as transparent, I prefer. That's just personal preference. But from an aesthetic point of view, I thought that shoe was sick. Did you ever grab one?
Yeah, yeah. I got, I think I got two pair. I got an undercover pair and I got a regular pair.
Yeah.
But did you, they didn't flog the crap out of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I think they needed to, right? Like, I don't know. I thought it was just really strong, and I don't know what like unit sales were like, but if I'm working for Nike, I'm marketing the 270 as the volume driver and the 87 as the like cooler niche shoe. I think if you try to sell,
well, that's what they're doing.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Doing. Yeah. So if you try and do the other way around, you'll kill it.
So 57, I think, goes to like Foot Locker and JD Sports and all that kind of
87.
Stuff. 87? No, the other one.
Oh, the 57. The 57. Yeah.
And then the 87
goes to Hype DC and boutiques,
right?
Like
their slightly higher tier
ones. Yeah, I agree. And then 270s everywhere. Because the 270 is like the new volume driver.
I don't own one. Never.
I do. Yeah. Well, I do.
Well, not all of us are lucky enough to get seated pairs, sir.
But not all of us are lucky enough to have the money to buy everything, Paul.
What do you mean? I'm poor. I'm unemployed.
Yeah, unemployed. I got this over Christmas. I got this over Christmas.
Yeah, I had to trade.
I got two pairs. So, how many 87s do I have, Paul? None. But the two thing about 270s is they're comfy, but I feel weird having anything protruding out the back of a shoe. So the Balenciaga Triple S for me is a no-go. Like, just regardless of how aesthetically displeasing it is, I couldn't wear that because I feel unbalanced. The 270, I actually feel like I'm raised at the back and I got this big bubble, which obviously you do. Just feels a bit weird to wear. So
that is the Yeezy 700 on your list?
No.
What?
Is it going to be on yours? Well, we will go to you if you want to go Yeezy 700.
Is 700 the...
Is it 500?
No, I want the... Is 700 the dad-looking shoe?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Or is 500 the dad-looking shoe?
No, it's the 7. It's the 7. Oh, no, well, that's the dad. That's the 700.
Oh,
right?
No, I like the 500 more than the 700.
So not the Wave Runner.
No, I like the Desert Rat-looking one.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Which sat on shelves and didn't sell out.
Yeah, I wear that all through you. I wore that wherever I went this year. Like, whenever I was traveling, I wore that shoe.
So why aren't the 500s, 700s, and 350s selling out anymore, Paul?
350 recently just sold out again.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not selling out in seconds, right? Like, the line...
Yeah, they did.
Really?
Yeah.
The Zebra didn't.
The Statics did.
Yeah.
The Zebras were re-released.
Yeah. So re-releases aren't selling out. No. The new ones are.
Well, they are selling out. They're just not selling out in seconds.
Sorry. Yeah. Like my definition of a sellout is there isn't enough to service the line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess
if it sells out in 24 hours, it's still an incredible result for any brand. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But I mean,
colorways sell out in seconds, does that mean the shoe is dead and hype is dead, or just the colorways that he's doing?
Yeah, let's guesstimate here. If they've re-released Zebras twice and the last production run was arguably as high as 40 or 50,000 global pairs, you'd argue global circulation, maybe 100,000 pairs of Zebras plus, like a lot of shoes. So if you're doing just an initial run, then the supply is going to be 2 to 3 times less. So, and being new with the clear panel and stuff, I think people can get excited about it. I think the same sort of people buy Yeezys, and they've probably already got Zebras.
I think what the Yeezy thing is now is that the people before who could get it, but nobody, and then other people couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Those people aren't getting it anymore.
Mm.
And the people now who are buying them are the ones that like have heard that it's a cool shoe.
It's like that second tier down.
Yeah, it's that wave that people were initially everyone was trying to buy NMDs, couldn't get it.
Yeah. And then the GR colors, like 7 GR colors drop in a day.
And then there's people strutting around with NMDs now going, look at how cool my shoes are. Yeah. And you're like, no, they're dead.
I almost cop Zebras because you know how much I love Zebras. But I just couldn't bring myself to do it. But I went on like 6 websites and saw full size runs. Like,
why?
The day of release.
Because you really wanted that shoe because it was a Zebra. It had nothing to do with Kanye West.
Yeah, but I just knew I was never going to wear it. So I couldn't justify the $350.
You're wearing fucking rainbow fly knits. Why wouldn't you wear...
I can't stand Kanye. Modern day Kanye. And I don't wear Adidas, Paul. Like, you would have never in our friendship over 10 years seen me in Adidas.
No, that's true.
So, and I think I only own 4 or 5 pairs of Adidas sneakers.
Yeah, but have you ever worn a pair of Ultra Boost?
No, never once. Never even tried the Bond.
Life-changing. You need to try it.
I don't doubt that. I just don't, like, think about it. Like, you know, like I have to wear 5 days, like 5 days a week. On the weekends, I've got 150 pairs of shoes and I've got 2 days. So like it's to the point now where it's like,
I think that's why I like the 500. It's like Ultra Boost comfy, but without having to look like I'm wearing a sock.
Okay.
Or look like I'm Peter Pan.
Mm-hmm. The other one for me, we've gone into a long time. Like we actually did a significant amount of time on an early episode, so I won't focus on it. Is the Jordan 33. That's up there for me, just from a tech and innovation standpoint. And what that provides as a technical platform moving forward for the Jordan brand line.
That was a fail for Jordan brand. The players didn't can't play well. In it.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Apparently it restricts your the circulation in your foot.
Yeah, I've seen that. So I think that for me, famous quote, I don't think it is attained. I don't think it's given to anyone in particular, but I live by it. You never buy the first of anything.
Yeah.
There's so much new tech in this shoe. I just think that for what it is, it's going to be pretty great moving forward.
I think famous quote, Paulie was right. That shoe is shit.
the new Westbrook shoe looks sick though. Funnily enough, there's a couple others. They're just sort of GRs. They're nothing too fancy, but I'll just reel them off so we don't get stuck on this topic too long. But I got the Converse Golf LaFleur on there because I know how well that did and it's out of the box for that brand. The Thunder Spectre absolutely wrecked it this year.
But that Golf LaFleur is dead now.
I wouldn't say that. It's just not, they've done like 14 colors.
Yeah, but I think that model is dead. They're not going to release it again if they're smart, are they? Oh, they're idiots.
And then I really like the Versace chain reaction.
I like it just because of the chain
underneath. That's it. No, that's it. That's it. All Paul.
I don't like the top.
But it's the coolest outsole of the year.
It's the Cuban Link.
Yeah, it's that and the React 87. Two coolest outsoles of the year by far. Like just, they smoke it. And when it was originally two chains of a shoe, I lost my shit. Because there's two shoes, two chains, two joints. I was like, this is the greatest thing
and
ever.
And then they said it had nothing to do with two chains. And I was like,
yeah, all right, so they're my favorite shoes. I think the Element 87 is the number one. Do you have any others like to throw in there? Because I've got a few collabs.
Well, I think the Yeezy 700 and the 500
belong
in there because they were cool shoes, I guess. I don't quite like the 700 like everybody else as much as I do the 500.
Mm.
I did wear that. That was probably the most worn shoe I wore this year.
Mm.
What else was new? There wasn't a lot of new stuff this year, was
there? A lot of shoes that were just like...
Like already. Adidas tried to release the Pob thing and that...
What about the 4D? That should be up there probably.
Well, I would know. I've never seen one in real life.
I've never put one on. Yeah.
I never put one on.
No. But I think just like from a tech standpoint, what they're trying to do there probably qualifies it as being one of the best. But yeah, I just need to know more about that shoe, try it on, like hold it, all that sort of stuff. But... Yeah, it'd be pretty tough not to include that or at least comment on it in this section.
Was the 350 this year?
No, I think it was last year. It was 2017.
Seems like it's been around fucking ever.
2017, yeah. So 500s and 700s this year.
Yeah, I can't think
Well, last year. It's 2019 now.
Yeah, I can't think of any new shoe silhouettes that we bought.
Well, collabs. I'll kick off the collabs. The Jordan 1 Union, I thought was sick. That was just a...
Would it be nice to have a pair?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Hey, Jordan Brand. Hey, Gentry, you're back, right?
Yeah.
It's just, they were sick. I thought they were really cool. The Presto Off-White. So I don't like Prestos and I'm not a huge
I only own one pair, this one.
Yeah, the Acronym. See, Paul's wearing acronyms. I'm wearing unreleased sample Flyknit trainers.
Ooh, fancy.
Ooh, no one in the world cares about these, Paul, but they're pink and I like pink shoes. We've gone through this before. So, and you're wearing pink shoes too. And we're both wearing a black t-shirt with pink shorts. This is offensive today. We can't go in public. This is not okay.
I got a black watch too.
Yeah. Oh no, not okay. We cannot go in public. Mine's a Fitbit. I've been getting back into fitness over the Christmas break.
Do you run in that? Do you run at all?
Yeah, I ran today. I ran this morning.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You gonna give me shit now?
No, I was just like, I see so many people with Fitbits and I'm just like, dude, there's nothing fit about you. You shouldn't be wearing that.
I ran today. I gymmed on Saturday. I ran on Friday. I'm doing all right. I'm having a beer, but whatever. The Presto Off-White. So it's not that I dislike Prestos. They're just not for me. But I thought that iteration within the 10 was pretty cool. And then I wanted to say...
But that was last year, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was 2018, right?
No, sorry, it was 2017.
Is it? All right, scratch that off the list. The Jordan...
Unless you meant the Prestos that came out this year, which was like a black one and a white one?
Yeah, the black and white one. Yeah. The Levi Jordan 4 was this year, right? Because you were in Japan trying to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
That is on my list as well.
February.
Yeah. So that was fucking great. I like the black pair and the blue pair. The white pair will get thumped.
I have the black pair and I struggle wearing. I don't like all black shoes.
Yeah, I don't wear all black shoes either. Yeah, I can't. It just doesn't go with anything. Denim and black shoes looks weird.
I've tried thrashing. That shoe's invincible.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, it just refuses to like get any character in it.
If I had the white pair, I'd 100% dip dye it pink, no doubt.
Yeah.
I've actually seen some really cool customs on them where people have dip dyed them and then hit it with bleach and it looks like splat. It looks cool.
Yeah.
And then the Para Air Max one is on the list for me too.
Oh, wait. Does the Sean Weatherspoon 95...
We've gone into this before.
That no, 97 like, one.
Yeah.
Does that count as a new silhouette?
Nah. Because he didn't invent it.
There was a...
Okay, I'm sorry. Sean Weatherspoon doesn't say, hey, let's put a 97, what was it, 97 and...
No, I think Franulations recommended it.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Nike had a whole swag of colours come out like a month later, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the brand is set up. So this is how you release a shoe. When you want to release a new silhouette, you come out with a moment. You have a moment front end.
No, they didn't make any more 97 ones out.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No GRs?
Nope.
Because there's a whole bunch of them out at the moment and I lost track.
Nah. They put a bunch of VaporMax soles on everything.
No, there's a whole bunch of like Air Max misfits. There's the Air Max one like 90 and 90, all that sort of stuff.
There's a 90 with stuff, one? But there's no ones with a 97, I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I'd have to double check. I'm not going to say you're wrong because I don't know. I didn't research that.
Because if there was, they would have made the silver bullet one.
But no, I don't create that. I don't think that's... Yeah, I'm sure that came out.
Nah, if they did, there'd be stupid kids walking around with it. Yeah,
I'm sure it came out, but I could be wrong. I know the silver bullet came out again. Anyway.
Nobody cared about it this time.
No, because everyone's rocking TNs.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, so... Anyway, no, but I don't like that shoe anyway. So, but yes, if that's on your list, that's fine. Otherwise, any other collabs this year you're a big fan of that like stood out particularly? I couldn't believe the ACWs didn't sell out.
Well, I can. It's an ugly ass shoe.
Yeah, but I still thought they would sell out. Like his connection to Virgil.
Which one? The Air Force One or the one that looks like you're in home detention? Not the fucking
Skylon. Yeah. Who the hell does a Skylon collab? But, no, that was Fear of God.
That was Fear of God.
Yeah.
Actually, no, the Fear of God...
I don't like that either.
I do. I like it.
Yeah, it looks like a Lego Man shoe. Yeah, it does.
Do Legos wear shoes?
No, but you know what I mean, right? Like the way it's like framed up and... Look, the guys at Nike that I know love it. I'm definitely the outlier on this one. Yeah. I don't like it very much.
I would like to own a pair as well, Nike. You can send me a pair.
Yeah, look, it's fine. Like, I just... If I was lucky enough to... have won that in a raffle or something, I just know I would never in my life wear that shoe.
Oh. You
never in my life would I wear that shoe.
You don't really wear... don't you wear...
tapered
pants? Don't you wear tapered pants?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just took them in your tapered pants.
Yeah, but I just don't like it. So I just know... I don't buy shoes I wouldn't wear even if they're cool as...
And you wear up-tempos. Those things are big as shit.
Yeah, but I love 90s basketball. That's why I wear up-tempos.
I draw air on the side of them.
It's not the same. Yeah, but I think the Para Air Max 1 is my favourite. And then the Union Jordan 1.
See, that Para Air Max 1 was weird because when I first saw it, I was like, that's a fruity-looking shoe.
You know how many people... there's a Juicy Fruit logo on the TV. You know how many people messaged me and they thought it was my shoe? Like, at least 10. Like, at least 10 on Instagram the day the image came out. We're like, oh, you got a collab. I'm like, it says Para, you idiots. Like, every single one was like, it says Para. It's like just the colors, I think, because I use a lot of pink and blue. But I thought it was cool. The family and friends one I actually didn't like as much.
Yeah, the one with no swoosh.
Yeah, that wasn't real fun. I didn't like that as much. Oh, and Travis Scott can get out of here. I don't like any of his shoes. And the backwards swoosh Jordan 1 is one of the dumbest fucking. We're gonna look back
on
this.
Did that come out?
Not yet. Comes out this year. This we're gonna look back on this era of over teched out. Name label on shoes in 5 to 10 years and laugh at ourselves at how stupid
I don't
this
mind,
is.
I don't mind the Travis Scott Air Force One.
Yeah, with the Velcro swooshes.
Yeah, but I like the... is it Herb Juice, that guy on Instagram? He did that custom with the cactus.
Yeah, the cactus one was amazing. That was cool.
That was and cool. The one where he dyed green, that looked cool.
That was cool too, yeah. But his Jordan stuff can get out of here. And the Silvestri one I didn't like either. Like any shoe. Yeah. So like in my next section, which
the
is
the one
worst.
That looked like you got pissed on?
Okay, yeah. So let's just move on to worst. Mm-mm. Anything that looked dirty at release, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't buy shoes and bring them out of the box to want them look like they're scuffed.
But that Nigel Sylvester thing, was that supposed to be dirty? What the fuck was going on with
just
that shoe?
Like, it looked like a wash, right? But it just wasn't good. But then, so the one that I called out for being the worst was the Vetements Reebok Modified Trainer, which looked like it had giant scuff marks all over it.
Yeah.
And that just is the epitome of an aesthetic I can't stand.
What about the Reebok Ghostbuster one? Oh, no, is it? No, the Reebok Stranger Things one where they drew on it.
Yeah, that was a bad shoe too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But Reebok had some good moments. That just wasn't a good shoe. But yeah, so that is on my worst.
Wait, what was Reebok's good moment this year?
They had stuff. But there's some cool stuff coming.
Name
too.
One.
I think some the Aztec was all right. I don't mind that silhouette, but I like ventilators and that sort of stuff. So it looked kind of like that. And any of those sort of 80s, 90s runners, I actually quite enjoy.
I think Japan is keeping Reebok alive because just over there, everyone's wearing Instapump Furies.
Yeah, but, I think it's... Anyway, I hope that didn't come over the microphone.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw them again soon. Especially with this, like, I reckon pumps have got to come back too because basketball's making a comeback. I don't have insider information on that, but I wish I did. But surely all the pumps are back in the next couple of years, at least the next year or two. And then my only other note in worst, because I don't like to shit on shoes too much in this podcast because I prefer it to be positive, except for when Paul tries to take us off track.
Oh, wow.
Is my second one is everything Calvin Klein. Just everything. All of their shoes suck the whole year.
I've never seen a Calvin Klein shoe.
Oh, my God, really? They did so many this year and they are all atrocious. They're all like chunky rip-offs. Like,
well, their creative director recently quit.
Yeah.
/ got fired.
They're just atrocious.
I don't think he got fired. I think he quit.
One's like a giant Balenciaga rip-off.
Yeah.
And then they just have like all these just abominations, like these chunky abominations. They're just terrible. Like, how is that not a Balenciaga? That says Calvin Klein on the side.
Wow. I can't see Kim Kardashian wearing it.
At Urban Outfitters too.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just like, yeah, nah, no dice. So yeah, everything Calvin Klein gets the bin for me. This one.
Do you
too.
Buy anything for Urban Outfitters?
Nah.
The only thing I go there to buy.
How bad is that? It looks like Crocs Balenciaga.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
The only thing I go there to buy is fucking vinyl records, really.
Mm.
Oh, did you see that custom that Post Malone got?
It's not a custom. It's a collab. He had a Crocs collab. Two of them, actually.
The Crocs Air Force One?
Oh, that's a custom. Yeah.
That was ugly as shit.
I know. But it was funny as, though. I thought it was quite humorous. I was like, oh, okay. But I always support customs.
I thought you were going to say you always support Post Malone.
No. I don't listen to Post Malone. But
how can you not listen to Post Malone? He's everywhere.
I don't listen to the radio, Paul. I listen to Google Music and my playlists and recommended artists that sound like mine. Like, I listen to, like, Token and, you know what I mean? Like, I don't listen to super mainstream rappers. I don't... It's like, no dice. And then I listen to The Roots and shit when I'm working. I don't...
Man, you know what? I don't even listen to music anymore. I just listen to podcasts.
I'm super on the podcast fan.
Do you still listen to Sword and Scale?
Oh, my God, Paul. Oh. I don't know if we could talk about this in a sneaker podcast, but I recently... If you listen to Sword and Scale... I got Paul onto Sword and Scale after being here a couple months ago for a podcast. Yeah, man.
I had to stop because I'd listened to like two-thirds of it and I was just like, I don't know.
The one I gave you to listen to first is tough. That's a tough one to get through.
Yeah.
Particularly with the lack of remorse and fear in their voices.
Have you seen, I Googled it and watched the YouTube videos.
Mm.
That kid does not look like he should be part of the, what, Disciples of Destruction or whatever the fuck
it is. Yeah. I've got another one or two. One was so bad, I listened to it at work in the morning and it ruined my whole day. I couldn't.
Was it the Jap Girl?
No, that's so bad. That one was so bad.
Yeah.
No, it was the... I don't want to say it on this podcast because I don't want people to Google it. I'll send it to you later. I genuinely don't want people to Google the video because kids listen to this and I don't want them to find it. The other thing I wanted to chat about was, coming in, because we're at about our half an hour limit.
We have a half an hour limit?
I try to keep it to half an hour because we never stick to half an hour, and then it ends up being like 45. And I want my podcast to be something people can listen to in the car, not like have to. It's not like I'm not Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's got Kanye coming on too.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But he needs to treat him like he would treat a conspiracy theorist, not like he treated Elon Musk. Because Elon Musk got away with some bullshit.
I didn't listen to the Elon Musk
one. It was good, but like Elon Musk needs to, for the sake of all of us, stop doing interviews and just stick to being a genius.
No, like, Elon Musk got booted from his company, didn't he?
CEO, yeah. Mm. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He's still fucking on the board and stuff. But yeah, anyway. Oh, well, I'm not...
How do you get booted from being CEO but still be on the board?
Actually, I was just about to say, I'm actually not super up to date with where that finished, so I don't know if that's true or not. Mm. But yeah, look, he needs to be a bit more critical. But the problem is, did you see the Mel Gibson one? Mel Gibson went on there to talk basically about stem cells for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And didn't talk to Mel Gibson about anything about Mel Gibson. It was more about these surgeries and things he had.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I wanted to hear about Mel Gibson and the time he married that gold digger bitch who got him in trouble.
Yeah, that's what I want. Yeah. So the thing I have a fear about here is this is going to be a Kanye episode talking about depression. Mental health.
Yeah, no.
None of this like Kanye, like Rogan going at Kanye.
But this is the thing. Kanye West can't do that. Because he doesn't have the capacity to do that. He'll go off and...
He'll start talking about slavery and everything else again. Or
his fireproof society again.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. And Rogan's educated enough and a fantastic interviewer where he'll lead him into traps. But he needs to try and... I would hope that when I listen to that, it's not just...
Do you think Joe Rogan... I think Joe Rogan isn't as smart as he thinks he is. Because a lot of the stuff he says... It's like surface skimming and it's gibberish.
Yeah, look, a lot of surface skimming, but I think the difference between being a genius and being like truly educated in one specific topic is the ability to understand versus the ability to verbalize. So for instance, I could tell you a whole lot about string theory. It doesn't mean I understand string theory. It just means I've watched a lot of documentaries on it and I can tell you what I've heard.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you're regurgitating it back, it's slightly wrong.
Slightly wrong, yeah.
Joe Rogan does that all the time.
Yeah, but granted, he's doing that. But see, this is the thing, Paul, though. I think a lot of the time when he does that, he frames it up in a question. So he frames it up in a way so it gives them the opportunity to either correct him or elaborate on it.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's going, no, this. He goes, well, isn't it like, or he goes, is that like? He does that a lot.
Yeah.
Which I think is a good way to do it.
Have you noticed he stopped talking about bow hunting?
Oh, he's got a bow hunting like virtual thing.
I want that in my house,
the office.
Man.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't shot a bow in like a year.
I might do like there's a place that does archery near here. My mate wanted to do it. We're gonna go give it a crack.
You want to? I got a fucking bow. Oh wait, actually, no. I don't think our arm lengths are the same.
Yeah, and there's no way our arms are the same. Yeah. Like,
yeah. Do you reckon you could pull 70 pounds?
Probably, yeah.
Do you really?
No, it will get tight at the end. I think it'll be fun. But I'll shoot you that link after this. But the other one I wanted to finish on is 2019. Obviously, we're in 2019. Last year, we declared the end of the dad shoe at the start of the year, and we were clearly wrong.
No, I don't remember saying dad shoes were dead.
Yeah, we did, if you go back and listen to it.
You might have. I don't think I said dad shoes are dead.
I definitely did.
Yeah, I don't think dad shoes are dying anytime soon.
Neither do I now. So 2019, I think there's two... I got three things here, right? I'll just list them and then we'll talk about it.
Oh, actually, what categorizes a dad shoe?
The Monarch's dead, right?
Is a Skyline a dad shoe?
Nah, see, I don't think that's a dad shoe.
Is a running shoe?
I think like chunky New Balance, chunky like the Monarch.
Is the 990 V4 a dad shoe?
Which one?
Is the 990 V4 V3 a dad shoe?
See, I don't think so.
Because if that's not a dad shoe...
No, that is a dad shoe. That probably would be a dad shoe. If here's the thing, if your dad wore it with jeans, would you call it Junners?
Probably.
Yeah.
But I never really thought the Monarch was in though.
Yeah, it had its moment. They got it in. It was a good tongue in cheek.
I think
moment.
A lot of the super retro shoes, like the old retros, are going to be in this year. I don't know if we're talking about like a Balenciaga Triple S and stuff. Yeah, those are dead. No one's going to.
So my second point is the end of high end. Streetwear, footwear?
No.
You don't think that's going
to
happen?
Sakai's about to release a collab, it's this year, and it's
they've got a lot of collabs this year.
Yeah, Paul. They do.
Yeah,
they do. Well, they've been slowly doing that for a while now. They had that Converse collab, which I managed to finally get a pair.
Did you?
Yeah, thank you very much.
They didn't come out in this region. Yeah, Paul. I know. I couldn't help you.
I only know one person who works at Converse, and he couldn't get me a fucking pair.
I didn't, Paul. He put it this way: I don't have a pair. Okay, so if
well, neither do I. My son has a pair, but I don't.
Yeah, okay, but triple Balenciaga, Versace, like, do you really think these guys by the end of this year are still good? Because, like, I look at the runway shows and they're all wearing boots and suit shoes again. Like, a lot of these. Yeah, true, maybe. Yeah, I might have miscalculated that one a little bit. No, but I reckon that's definitely going to fade away, though. Balenciaga stores, Chad's.
Well, I'll tell you in a week because I'll be in Paris shooting fucking. The runway.
Why are you always away, Paul? Everyone's like, oh, why don't you do podcasts more often, Matt? Because Paul's always overseas.
Oh, wow. No, I think it's because someone got a girlfriend and doesn't have time to fucking do podcasts.
Someone got a house, a job, a girlfriend.
It's like, why don't we do podcasts? Have you seen my girlfriend? I'm busy. I'm like, oh, okay,
well, fine. I work two jobs, Paul. Come on now.
You got two jobs. I don't even have one. The least you could do is just throw me one job.
Yeah, well, what's the one job? What are you going to Paris for?
Yeah, to work, because I normally don't work. If I don't have a camera in my hand, I'm not working, am I?
Paul, here's the thing though, right? So people who are like, oh, Matt, look after Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck all of that noise. Do you know what Paul does in his spare time for fun? He shoots nude models.
No, I shoot models who then go to the skin clinic and then they come out and then they need more photos. But it's kind of like a circle kind of thing. It's circle of life kind of
You've
thing.
Trapped them, Paul. It's in a trap. You've got them in a vicious cycle you're the supplier.
I've done campaigns where I've shot models where they've blatantly said to me they don't know what their real face looks like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's so depressing.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. That's depressing to me. Anyway, yeah, so no, it's not all like doom and gloom for Paul. If go back and listen to the old podcast, go, hey, Paul, what did you get this month? Blah, blah, blah. What did you get, Matt? Nothing. I don't want to hear it, Paul. You know what I got? I got a bunch of plants for my front garden.
You have a garden?
Yeah.
You have a garden? I don't have a garden.
Paul, you have a man cave.
No, I moved out of that house. I don't have that house anymore.
Oh, do you still not have a room dedicated to your things? And
no, I have an office.
Okay. It's called an office, is it? That's what it says on the door? Yeah, no one believes that. Yeah. So the rebirth of...
Wait, what was your top 10 shoe of fucking 2018? You didn't actually say. You went through all these stupid, really, really
weird... No, I did like the 33, the Spectre, the Golf of Fleur, the Versace Chain, the React Element 87.
Those were your top...
New shoes.
No, just your top shoe. What was your top shoe?
My top number one shoe. Probably the Element 87.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You?
Can't think of one really.
Yeah, that's helpful. Thanks, mate. That was really everyone who's listening to that as well was a waste of 30 seconds.
I didn't mind the Off-White. Actually, probably the Off-White Jordan
one.
Yeah.
So the other thing for 2019 is the rebirth of SB and Chunky Skate.
Nah, SB's dead again.
So here's the thing. I think it has a chance, but it's a long-term chance. If you go into if you go into Platypus in the city, they've got DC, Globe, all this shit's on the shelves again, right? Okay. Under Armour are doing Chunky Skate. I know a lot of brands are doing Chunky Skate. I'm not saying it's going to be massive, but there's definitely a push to try and get it back. And baggy jeans are coming back, so it's very 90s.
That diamond...
They tanked the release on that.
That's gone.
Yeah.
Like, nobody gave a shit after a few weeks, and then everyone was selling that at retail. Those lobsters... I would like a purple lobster.
I would love
lobster.
A pair of those. The purple ones, not the green ones.
Yeah.
I've got... two pairs of the original.
Yeah, Damo apparently has like a fuck ton. Think he could throw me a pair. No.
How do you score? And what kind of metric is a fuck ton?
I think he's got like 7 or 8
of the original ones
of the purple.
Oh, whoa, Damo! I know you, and you might be getting something in the mail soon, so you should look after us.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't own the blue pair. Do you own the blue pair?
No, I never got the blue pair because the price was quite high on those originally. Yeah,
I only own the red pair.
The red pair is so good.
I think I used to own the blue pair in that special edition box.
Yeah.
I can't find the fucking box.
How do you lose a crate?
Because it's so fucking big.
Yeah.
I have the Year of the Rabbit Air Force One, and I can't wear that fucking shoe because what do you do with that big ass box afterwards?
Yeah.
And the same with the clots.
Yeah, clots are the same. And then the other one is...
Oh, actually, I do have... Can I name you my disappointing shoes?
Yeah.
The Clot fucking Air Force One.
Yeah.
That thing was a fucking piece of shit. Actually, the Don C's, that AF100 thing before we dyed them pink, were kind of shit. Actually, there are a lot of Air Force Ones that were really,
not that great, really shitty.
Actually, this acronym thing was kind of shitty as well.
Not for me. I like acronym as a brand's pretty dope, but yeah, it's a Presto, so I was never on board. But.
No, it was the ACW Air Force Ones that recently got released.
I just could not believe they survived a raffle. I just couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like, to have a stock of that left over was just a giant surprise.
And apparently they're really hard to wear because the lacing system makes
it. Oh, really?
Because it's just, it's that shitty 90s lacing that everyone used to do. The one where loop at the bottom and then you cross it all the way to the top.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that either. And then my other question, Paul, is for 2019, do you think
the Adidas pods suck?
Oh, yeah. Look, a lot of Adidas sucked this year.
The Adidas...
Derupt.
Derupt sucked. The Adidas... what's the Commando?
Yeah, the young one was okay, though.
Yeah, the young one was all right. Majority of the Dragon Ball thing sucked.
Oh, my God. The only reason that got good press was because it was Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
Like, to be fair, a lot of them were disappointing.
Yeah, except for the young one. I think the Goku and the Frieza one was nice, and then the rest just sucked.
Mm. There's a lot of stinkers.
Yeah.
2019, Paul, what will be bigger, retro running or retro basketball?
Retro running.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Every brand can do retro running. About 4 brands can do retro basketball.
Retro running. I don't think...
And when I say major, I'm not talking about Ewings and, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not talking about, you know, LA Gear coming back for retro basketball. I mean, 4 significant major brands.
Look, it's too early for Reebok to try again because they did that whole pump resurgence with the Shaqnosis and everything else.
Oh my God, I love my Shaqnosis. I have 2 pairs.
They tried all that shit and...
I have OG Baby 4C Shaqnosis. Dude, nice. Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They only tried that, how many years ago?
3 years ago? 2 years ago?
I thought it was longer than that.
Nah. Well, maybe. Maybe 4.
Yeah, they tried it.
3 to 4,
and then
yeah.
And they did the camps and they did it.
Mm.
And
the kamikaze,
And the Gary Paytons. And all of that came out and now it's dead.
Mm.
I think they need another few years before they can try that
but
again.
The Jordans are flying at the
Jordan
moment.
Jordan 1s are flying, but nothing else is. Even the Black...
The 19 didn't sell
the Black
out, which
Cement
surprised
3s didn't...
Yeah.
Didn't, like... I managed to get pairs easily and I bought 3 pairs. Well, I only need it for the rest of my life. I'm done.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know how Jordans are, Paul. If you wear that in like a year, the midsole will crack, all the paint will come out.
Yeah, but I kind of like that.
Mm.
Although my Dornbecker 95, the Captain America ones, they're chipping.
Yeah, I hate that so much.
I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's they used to dye the midsole foam. Now it's painted and...
Not my midsole. The bit just above it where the...
Oh.
Where the... Red, white, and red, white stripes is chipping.
Oh, wow, that's a surprise.
I was like, that's weird.
It's so shit when a really cool limited shoe gets has a manufacturing fault. Because, you go back to Nike and they're like, here's a pair of Jordans. You're like, it's not the same.
No.
It's not the same, guys.
No.
And then my last thing I wanted to do was just quickly give a shout out to the Sneaker Freaker book, the ultimate sneaker book, which is unquestionably one of the best sneaker books that has ever been produced. And I'm not just saying that with bias because I've known Woody for 10 years. I know a lot of...
They haven't released a shoe collab in a long time. A
little while, yeah.
I think Woody posted the Puma one the other day, the geography teachers.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, are they going to redo that? Because that's one of the ones I don't own.
I think there's a couple on the works. But a lot of blood, sweat and tears has gone into that. I know a lot of people contributed to it. What's so great about that book is it's not just pictures of shoes and dates. There's stories, there's actual articles.
Must be nice when you have the family and friend one. I got the plebe gold one.
Oh, plebe gold. I don't know what's cool, gold or red. I don't know, whatever works. But look, if you haven't seen it, it's called The Ultimate Sneaker Book. It's actually not expensive. There's way shitter sneaker books that are 3 or 4 times more expensive. This thing is massive.
The bookdepository.co.uk is the cheapest.
Yeah,
get it shipped
it is. Or you can, I don't know if Sneaker Freak have any left on their website if you're in Australia, but Look, I highly recommend it. If you like sneakers, if you're interested in sneakers, you're interested in brand history, the archive, the Kanye historical piece, like there's just so much good shit in there that you can actually read it. It's not just something you'll flick through and have a look at pictures. It's actually a really exceptionally well put together
book. You mean kind of like the All Gone books?
Exactly like the All Gone books. You've got all of those now, don't you?
No, I don't. I'm missing a few.
I've only got one. The blue one on the shelf under the Cause Toys.
I need that one. I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that was it. If you haven't seen that, definitely check it out. In the meantime, if you have any questions for us to talk about in the next podcast when Paul is back from his trip to Paris, geez, it must be nice to meet Paul. How many times have you been to Paris in the last year? Twice? How many times have you been to Japan in the last year? Three?
Yeah, probably. But yeah. I work.
Oh, work. I take photos.
I take photos. You paint shoes. You call that work?
Yeah, I'm sitting in a chair for like 16 to 18 hours. You're walking around
runway shows. I'm sitting in a plane for 24 hours.
You're getting paid to sit in a plane, and that's how long it takes to get there.
Yeah.
How long does it take to get to... Yeah.
I think it's 20 hours, 24 hours.
Jesus.
And then,
where's the stopover?
Dubai.
Yeah. Do you actually stop over, or do you just sit in the airport? What's the airport like in Dubai?
It's new. It's like all things Middle Eastern. It's like new and westernized, and then you have a burger, and it costs you $70, motherfuckers.
What?
Yeah, Shake Shack burger. Last time I was there, it cost me like almost $70.
What?
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous. Oh, but then again, where the fuck is a cow going to be out in the desert? So I'm assuming they're going to bring it in from somewhere.
Camel burgers?
Hey, I'd eat a camel burger.
I would eat a camel burger. I don't care. All right.
Yeah, I ate horse sashimi last time I was in Tokyo.
Jesus. Yeah, goat was as far as I went last time I was in Singapore.
But yeah, all right, fine.
I think I ate bat in China about a
year. Yeah, and what? And I got to go over there, and then I got to take photos during the day, and then I got to go to parties at night.
Oh, poor.
And then I wake up early in the morning and go take more photos.
Oh, what a terrible life. It's more the photo editing I'd be complaining about if I was you.
No, I'm really frugal in that. I don't snap like a million photos.
Yeah. So. Okay, you're not that person.
No.
All right, well, thank you for listening to the podcast. Please check out the Rui drop in the next couple of weeks.
Do we really have a 30-minute like thing?
Paul, it's been 50 minutes.
It takes longer for me to drive here.
Yeah, but we hang out before and afterwards. We've got things to do. Yeah, that's true. And to be fair, really, let's be honest, who's going to listen to a two-hour sneaker podcast? Not me.
Do you know what? For once, one time, I'd like you to drive down to my area. It's so fucking far.
We could actually probably do this on Skype, you know?
We could?
Yeah, I think so. I'll figure that out.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, but I have a lovely house. You like making fun of me. Gets you out. You're unemployed, Paul. What else are you going
to
do?
Yeah, petrol costs money, motherfucker.
Yeah, but you write that off to the company, don't you?
Are we
tax
still...
Tax deduction. Yeah, we're still going.
Oh, wait, no, but are we still swearing?
I try not to. Anyway, please check out the Rui drop in the next couple of weeks. It'll be on the website. Buy some shoes so Matt can afford to drive down to Paul's.
Do you have a car, fucking?
In between at the moment, yeah.
What do you mean in between? Right, wait, how do you in between have a car?
Bye.